Morning, everybody. It's coming up to 8 to 8 with Potsy and Layton. As we've mentioned a few times this morning, the situation regarding the Turvey Park Football and Netball Club is quite alarming at the moment as they battle through a player shortage, which may impact on what they field during the 2015 Riverina Football League season. To have a chat about this situation, we've got the chairman of the AFL Riverina Board, Michael Irons, joining us this morning.
Morning, Michael.
G'day, Potsy. G'day, Layton.
Thanks for your time this morning, mate. I know it's been a busy period for you. Now, this story's sort of been murmuring and bubbling for a few weeks now, but it certainly has hit a crisis situation now, and I know the board have been working with Turvey Park. From the board's perspective, Michael, what's the latest situation with Turvey Park?
Look, we've requested a meeting with Turvey Park for tonight to discuss their challenges and their path forward. So they can go through and making a decision in regards to what their position is going forward this year.
Now, I understand, Michael, that there are a couple of options that maybe the board can work with Turvey Park, a couple of options. One is the relaxation of the club meeting their full obligations for the year. Another is an embargo on clearances. What have you done so far, or what have you discussed with the club so far that might be able to help them out?
Well, look, there's a few options in front of Turvey. Obviously, there's been canvassed about playing in the Farrer League. There's also been discussions about going into recess and coming back for 2016. But also, we're looking at the option of a reduced number of grades in the Riverina League as well. So we think all options need to be considered properly, and Turvey come to the best decision that suits what's best for their club.
Now, as I understand it, mate, the board resolved last night at the board meeting to deny all clearances from Turvey Park?
Yep. Yes, we did resolve to deny all clearances in the system and put an embargo on any other clearances being lodged for the next 7 days while Turvey work through this situation. We think they need to be given enough time and space. And we've also asked that the other Riverina and Farrer League clubs refrain from approaching the Turvey Park players until this situation is resolved.
We're only a couple of weeks away from the start of the season. If the club decides to go into recess for 2015, how is that going to affect the season?
Yes, it will obviously have an impact. And we would obviously have to look at redoing draws, but that's a bridge we will cross. Yep. Obviously, we're fully committed to ensuring Turvey do what they can to stay and play football and netball in our competitions.
Has anybody got any idea what happened here? Because up until late last year when they signed on Troy Maiden, and they'd recruited a stack of players, everything was chugging along really nicely. Then we got to Christmas. Since we've come back from Christmas, the players just aren't there.
Yeah, they've had Turvey been very proactive in getting around their players and speaking to them prior to Christmas, and obviously we managed to secure some signings. But some of those major signings they had from Canberra obviously had a change in situation with work. Some of their other players have moved on due to schooling commitments or university. And others have looked for other opportunities. They've looked at, and they've also got a few retirements. So there's been a number of factors which has impacted on their playing numbers.
It is. It's quite sad, actually, because it's a footy club with a rich history. Enormous amount of quality players have come out of Turvey Park. It's a shame to see them in this situation.
Oh, look, it is disappointing, but they've got some very committed people at the club who want to try and do the best by their club. They've got a strong netball. They've got strong juniors. They've got good numbers coming through in their 15s this year, which will roll into 17s in 2016. So it's trying to work through this situation to ensure that they can bounce back in 2016 in the best shape.
Now, you're meeting with the team at Turvey Park tonight to discuss options. When is the deadline? What is their deadline for making a decision?
Look, that'll be clearer after tonight, once we've met with Turvey Park and see where they're at and set forward a path. It's hard to give a deadline at the moment, but we'll give them as much time as they need to.
And we should stress, Michael, this is just purely a problem that's specific to Turvey Park. There's no player shortage around all of the clubs. I mean, it's always hard to get players, but not like what Turvey are going through at the moment.
Oh, that's right. I mean, every club can have its challenges with numbers, and there's probably a few second graders that probably haven't got to training yet. Mm. Obviously, cricket's still going on at the moment. And other commitments. So, yeah, look, clubs are still building towards the start of the season. Practice matches are getting started off in the next week or so. So, yeah, there's no major issues with any other clubs. Mm. But we do encourage anyone who is interested in playing, get along and support your local club. Being involved in footy netball, it's a great way to get out in your community.
All right, mate, we thank you very much for your time this morning. I know it's been a tough little period there with the situation at Turvey Park, and we certainly appreciate your time this morning and letting us know what the AFL Riverina board are up to in relation to helping the Bulldogs get out of their current situation with the player shortage. Thanks, Michael. Thanks for your time.
No worries.
Thanks, mate. Michael Irons, the chairman of the AFL Riverina board, this morning discussing the situation, the player shortage situation at Turvey Park. It's 2-8.